This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time now for the Outdoorsman Radio Show with your host, Alan Ellis.
Good morning, everybody. Hope you had a nice Christmas. Robin is still under the weather. She fought the flu all weekend, seriously fought the flu. Fever lasted till Thursday. Broke a little bit Thursday afternoon into Friday. She's just very weak. Appetite hasn't really come back to where it should be. Starting to eat some stuff, but just not feeling well enough to be on the air with us this morning, so we'll see what happens. And it's going to be a couple days, I'm guessing, until she's, you know, back in top form. Maybe she'll be with us next week. We'll see. So just wanted to let you know that it was a difficult Christmas because of Robin and some other things that were going on, and that it was sad to see that she was unable to, you know, be with her grandson on his first Christmas and be with her family as planned. But you know what? The real meaning of Christmas was the birth of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and that didn't change. You know, so we'll just move forward into the new year, 2020, with high hopes and expectations, and go from there. We are in the final Saturday of our muzzleloader contest for 2019. The folks at CVA. Connecticut Valley Arms, CVA for short, a division of BPI Guns, who also make a nice centerfire rifle. I'll have one of these days. And CVA has donated three muzzleloaders to us. And, of course, the winners have been notified for and received their muzzleloaders for October and November. Now, today, one of our lucky listeners will be drawn. We'll try to get Robin enough attention that she can run her magic number generator on her phone when it comes time, and pick the winner for the December version, the December leg of the contest. So if you haven't entered and would like to enter, if you already entered, you're entered. If you've called in and left your number before. If you haven't entered, it's very simple to do. You simply call the radio station at 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680. And you leave your name and your number with Chris Klaproth, our producer. He's the one running the board and answering the phone and, you know, putting me on the air and all that stuff. And then about the 6:30 hour, we will put everybody's name in the hat, so to speak, and the way it works is everybody's name has a number attached to it. Chris sends me the list, and I number everybody, and everybody has a number, and so we just put that in the random generator, and whatever number pops up, that's who wins the muzzleloader. So that's how that works. So that number again is 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680. Are you ready, Chris?
Yes, I am.
All right. Did you have a good Christmas?
Yes, I did. It was very quiet. Went to went to the Eastern Shore, saw Mom and Dad, and just very low-key, which is fine. It was about spending time together.
That's what it's all about, isn't it?
Yes, indeed.
Yes, indeed. I got to run some errands this week. It is not fun going to the grocery store or the local big box discount store on Christmas Eve. The spirit of Christmas is not necessarily alive and well in those situations.
But did you have a good time overall?
Overall it was a good week. Hunted last Saturday night, and I know that sounds horrible that, you know, Robin was here, but she was well taken care of, and she was getting a lot of sleep at that time, and we talked, and I didn't go far. And wound up, the wind was perfect for me in my stand, and got in the stand. I have a climber that I use, got in the stand, and of course, you know, walking in, there's deer all over the place. Walking in, I bumped one out, and I don't know, 30 minutes later, I saw one tearing out across the landscape, all the way across a, you know, neighbor's field and gone. I don't know what was going on with that. I don't think I had anything to do with it, but maybe I did. But, you know, it was just so very quiet, and the wind was right, and I was watching a little bottom, you know, there, and waiting for something to come by, and the wind was just, I keep saying the wind. I mean, I play the wind in that location because it's not a big spot, and the wind is, I looked behind me out in the field. There were 9 deer feeding. Oh, good grief. Where'd they come from? I apparently was not paying attention behind me, but that's okay. And, there was a decent buck in the bunch. And so I turned around and got a good rest on the edge of the tree, and tuned in the muzzleloader, the CVA muzzleloader, the special edition Acura, and picked my spot and made a good shot and was able to harvest a deer. So eight point buck, and I was pleased. So you know, it's not a giant or anything like that, but you know, meat in the freezer. So, but I was very happy with the shot because it was 100 yards or maybe a little better. And I want to, at this point, thank my buddy Butch. And Butch, I know you're listening, for helping me sight that muzzleloader in. And we want to thank Butch very much for his effort. Everything paid off. So, there we are. Robin is checking in with you, Chris. I see that I'm copied on the email. So she says she has the number thing, the random generator ready to go. And she's in the next room. You know, she's over in the main part of the house in the bedroom. So, and it was 3 times, sweetie. So, yeah. But, no, it was a good evening, a nice evening. And so there's, like I said, there's meat in the freezer, and got him dressed out and loaded up and took him to the local deer processor, and away we go. Anybody on the line there, Mr. Chris?
No, sir.
Not yet.
Not yet. Hmm. But I'm ready with pen and paper.
Pen and paper. You ready to go?
I am ready to take names.
Look, it's a beautiful day. It's a Saturday. People are going hunting. They're going to muzzleloader hunting. They're going waterfowl hunting. And if anybody out there is on their way to the goose blind or the duck blind or the goose pit or the deer stand, give us a call here. Hey, you don't have to get in the contest if you don't want to, but just tell us about your adventure this morning or where you're headed. If you got any kids going out, we'd love to hear from them. So 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. Talked to a number of hunters out there who, you know, they're saying, why are the numbers off? And I said, well, you know, down 14%, bucks are down 25%, in some counties, the does are down, and the answer is universal. Well, numbers are off because there are no more phantom, they don't have to check in phantom does anymore. They don't have to check in any ghost does anymore. So, how about that? Phantom does. What do you think about that? There's an interesting question, but it seems to be run common through the hunting community that back when you had to check 2 does before you could take your second buck, that a lot of guys were faking it. They weren't taking the does. They were just checking them in on the telecheck system. You know, you didn't have to go to the, there's no check-in station anymore. So, you know, you could, call it in on telecheck. Oh, yeah, I killed a doe, such and such and so and so. You know, get a confirmation number on it, and the deer doesn't even exist. But you do that twice, and then you can go kill another buck. I don't doubt that some people have done that. And whenever Brian Eiler's on the air with us, the deer program project leader, there's always that, no, we figure that in, you know, that type of thing. So I don't know. These numbers are pretty abysmal as far as the harvest this year, down 14%. But there's a question for our radio listeners. What do you think? Phantom does or not phantom does? 410-922-6680. Did that make the difference in the harvest this year? This being the first year you didn't have to check your two does in. So, all right. Let's see what that generates, if anything. So, Chris, we need a break yet, or do we want to,
Yeah, we do actually have a couple callers. We have Jeff and we have Tom.
Well, let's talk to Jeff. Good morning, Jeff. How are you?
Morning, Alan. How are you?
I'm good.
Good morning, Alan. Can you hear me?
Okay.
I can hear you.
Hello, Alan.
All right, there, Chris.
Hello.
What's going on,
Alan?
Okay. Well, would you like to enter?
Hello.
Okay. I will need your name.
Hey, Chris. I'm having trouble
Hello?
With Jeff. Jeff, I can hear you. You can't
Hello?
Hear me. Okay. Let's go to Tom.
Hold on for just a second.
Al?
Okay.
Hey, Al.
Which one's this? Who's this? Tom?
Hello?
Yeah, this is Tom.
Nobody can hear me, Chris.
Hello?
All right, well, I'll have to work on it and find out what's going on. Hold on.
All right. Can anybody hear me on the air rather than on the phone?
Hello?
Yeah, Tom, hang on. We're working on it. I'm not sure what's going on with that, but we'll try and figure it out. That's two in a row, so let's see what's going on. Chris, how we doing, buddy?
I'm working on it.
Yeah, put those guys on hold. I'm sorry. I don't know what to tell you. Are we going out over the air? Oh, boy, I don't like this.
I can hear you just fine.
Can the listeners hear me?
Yeah.
The phone callers can't hear me.
Yes, they should be able to.
Well, neither Jeff nor Tom could hear me.
Well, I'm working on it. So what else has been going on?
Well, I'll tell you what else has been going on. Our friends at Clyde Sport Shop have been going on every day, that's for sure. They're open 7 days a week, and, you know, with the waterfowl season here cranked up, I want to talk to you about a couple of shotguns. The Maxxis shotgun is built by Browning for waterfowl hunting perfection. It comes with a 3 or 3.5 inch chamber. It's got the new power drive gas system to reduce recoil. It comes in Mossy Oak camo, and the folks will really enjoy shooting that. If you put this one or the A5 or any other Browning shotguns up, this Maxxis seems to come just right to the right spot at you know, and you want to take a look at that if you're in the market for a new Browning shotgun for waterfowl hunting. And then there's the A5. It's the most reliable, fastest cycling, best balanced, and softest shooting recoil-operated autoloader on the planet. Comes in Mossy Oak Shadow Grass, Blades DuraTouch Camo, a fiber optic front sight, humpback receiver, ergo balanced recoil-operated kinematic drive. It's an auto loader with a 100,000 round or a 5-year guarantee. The A5, nothing like it from Browning, and it ain't your granddaddy's A5. This has been all rebuilt and reintroduced a few years ago. So there you go, from Browning, the A5 and the Maxxis shotgun, available at Clyde Sports Shop, your full-line Browning dealer, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway Exit Number 9. That phone number for firearms and licenses and ammunition and gunsmithing and scope mounting is 410-242-6108. 410-242-6108 for Clyde Sports Shop. Guess what? It is time. Yes, right around the corner. Time for the Great American Outdoor Show. The Great American Outdoor Show is the world's largest sports show. Let's see. It comes in February 1st. In Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, with 650,000 square feet of guns and hunting and fishing and archery, over 1,000 outdoor exhibitors, more than 200 seminars from outdoor pros and your favorite outdoor celebrities, over 400 hunting and fishing outfitters. There are interactive events and entertainment for the whole family. An NRA country concert featuring Chris Jansen, Jacob Bryant, and John Langston is also coming up. Live the adventure at the Great American Outdoor Show, February 1st to the 9th at the PA Farm Show Complex in Harrisburg. Tickets are on sale now at greatamericanoutdoorshow.org. greatamericanoutdoorshow.org. Well, with waterfowl season here, and I said that before, waterfowl season is here. Let's take a look at our friends down on the Eastern Shore. The first choice for Eastern Shore hunters and anglers is Chesapeake Outdoors. Why? Because it's the first place you come to when you cross over the bridge. It's on Route 50 East, exit 39B. That's Dominion Road exit on Kent Island, 1707 Main Street in Chester, Maryland. And they have the largest selection of waterfowl calls in the area, all major brands, steel shot, gear, camo. That's steel shot from Kent, that fast steel, that's good stuff. And it's not the most expensive, but it is very effective and very good. Banded, camouflage clothing, Avery decoys, firearms by Remington, Chapa, and Savage, muzzle loaders and accessories by CVA and Thompson Center, Costa sunglasses, Yeti cooler, scent lock apparel for the deer hunters. And let's talk about deer hunters. 20% still off all tree stands, ladders, climbers, and lock-ons. They carry the Matthews bows, the Raven R26 and R29 crossbow, the Mission Sub-1 XR crossbow, and crossbows for every budget, 10-point Excalibur, Carbon Express, and Barnett. Once again, that's Chesapeake Outdoors, 410-604-2500. And, yes, they are picking waterfowl today. So if you bag your geese and your ducks, head on in there and get them picked, and you'll be glad you did. 410-604-2500, Chesapeake Outdoors. We'll be right back after these recorded messages.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best seafood in Harford County and northern Baltimore County. Madonna Seafood Restaurant offers an outstanding menu for lunch or dinner and all-you-can-eat crabs. It's a great place for a family event or business meeting. Madonna Seafood Carryout has steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, great pizza, subs, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road after a few miles, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. 410-557-CRAB, MadonnaSeafood.com, and Madonna Seafood is open every day at 11. Alan Ellis here for Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie spray-on bedliners. Linex spray-on bedliners rated number one, carry nationwide lifetime warranty. Linex spray-on bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust in your bed. Your tools, your tackle, your crabbing and hunting gear can't hurt your truck bed. Choose the Linex premium bedliner or the Linex Extra. Both look great. And Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex now offer truck gear, the toughest accessories for your truck, step bars, tonneau covers, floor liners, grill guards. You get it. Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie provide the best protection for your truck. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex spray-on bedliner, truck gear, and accessories. Catonsville Linex, new location, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill, just off Security Boulevard across from Coons Ford, 410-455-0800. That's 410-455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. Call 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199. Linex.
W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg has taken care of my trucks for over 25 years. Anything from a simple oil change to extensive engine work, brakes, tune-ups, everything, their motto is, we do it. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles. Large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Look for the big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410. W&W Tire and Auto.
Radio 680 WCPM. Ladies and gentlemen, the man song.
He's the man. he's the man.
I don't take no crap from anybody else but you. I wear the pants around here when I finish with your laundry. Because I'm a guy you don't want to fight. When I say jump, you say you're right. I'm the man of this house.
He's the man. He's the man.
What I say goes around here, right out the window. And I don't want to hear a lot of whining, so I'll shut up. The sooner you learn who's boss around here, the sooner you can give me my orders to you. Because I'm head honcho around here, but it's all in my head.
He's the man. He's the man.
And I can have sex any time that you want. Because I'm a man who has needs, but they're not that important. And don't expect any flowers from me, because if I'm not mistaken, you prefer jewelry. I'm the king of my castle when you're not around.
He's the man. He's the man.
And I'll drink and watch sports whenever I want to get in trouble. And I'll come home when I'm good and ready to sleep on the couch. Because a man's got to do what a man's got to do, and I'm going to do what you tell me to, because I'm top dog around here, but I've been neutered.
He's the man. He's the man.
You're the man. Okay, even though Robin is listening, she thinks that that is the perfect song. Even though she's not here, she is listening. So, first caller's name is Wayne. Is that correct, Chris?
No, it's Stephen.
Stephen. Oh my gosh. Yes. Hey, Stephen, can you hear me? Okay.
Yes, sir. I can.
Well,
can you hear me?
I can hear you just fine. And Jeff and Tom, I'm sorry you just have to call back. Apparently we were experiencing some technical difficulties, as they might say. So what's on your mind there, Stephen?
Yes. So you were talking about Robin getting sick.
Yes.
And, you know, your show deals with people who are out hunting and
yeah.
people can get sick being out in the wilderness. And
yeah.
out in the cold. So I wanted to pass this along, and I'm sorry for Robin because it's horrible to be sick this time of year. It's horrible to be sick, but especially this time of year.
Yeah, pretty much viral, you know, I guess infection because of the fever and so forth for so long. It never went bronchial. I don't know that it ever went bacterial. You know, you got to understand when you get sick like that, you got to get to the doctor right away because maybe I'm stealing your thunder, but so go right ahead there, Stephen.
So what I wanted to pass along was I work at UPS and I'm around, you know, all kinds of people.
Yeah.
And people come into work, they come in sick. And I was having an issue a number of years ago where people would come in sick and then I would catch it.
Sure.
And then I would start missing days. And I was like, this is horrible. But my sister kind of figured something out and I think it works and I started doing it. And
okay.
Even though I get sick, it doesn't go into a full-blown thing. So the thing that I found out to do is to get a nebulizer and use colloidal silver and do it 3 times a day. So you just put the silver in the nebulizer. It'll throw the steam up, and then you just breathe it in through your mouth and exhale it through your nose. So it just kind of goes through the system. Do it when you wake up in the morning, maybe in the middle of the day, and then again before you go to bed.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever you start to get, it'll just knock it out.
It'll kill it, huh?
And
wow.
2 or 3 days. It's amazing.
Okay. Well, that's a great symptom. I mean, a great solution there for you. Colloidal silver in a nebulizer,
right.
And that works 3 times a day for you. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, do it 3 times a day and do it, you know, as many days as you need to, but if Robin had known about that, I think that maybe it wouldn't have gone full blown, and maybe she could have enjoyed the holidays better.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it would be a great thing for your listeners as well.
Well, I appreciate that, Stephen. Thank you so much, and it works for you. That's great. And thanks
absolutely
for the call.
It really does.
Good deal. Thanks, buddy. Happy New Year.
You too.
Bye-bye. And the next caller, Chris?
Is Craig.
Craig. Oh, boy, I'm doing great. Craig had to leave us. Craig, call back, please. 410 WCBM 680. I think
then we have Jeff.
Jack on the line. Okay.
No, Jeff. Jeff.
Jeff again. Jeff, is this the original Jeff?
Yes, this is the original Jeff.
The original Jeff. Hey, Jeff, how you doing, man? Sorry about that.
Oh, that's okay. I understand. No problem.
Now, I will say this. We did, when I said, are we on the air, we did get immediate response. We got immediate response from Ellicott City. We got immediate response from a texter in, I believe, Harford County. Right. And we got an email from Ralph, he said, you're fine on the net, listening in New Delhi, India.
Oh, wow.
How about that? So I guess we're doing all right. The worldwide broadcast is fine. It's just that we can't talk to people on the phone in Baltimore.
That's right. Well, I'm calling from Baltimore, and I'd just like to get entered into the muzzleloader, please, the contest.
You're in it, buddy. You're in it.
And I'd like to say Merry Christmas, Happy New Year. You have a great show, and hope Robin gets better soon, because my girlfriend and I, we got sick Christmas Eve, and it's just starting to smooth out. All the presents for the children and the grandchildren still under the tree.
Oh, man, you know, that's rough, buddy. And, you know, it happens at the holidays, and, you know, you think you're the only one, but you know what? It's, you know, it's out there. A lot of people, unfortunately. So
it's a lot of ranting. Hey, can I just mention two quick things to you?
Well, it depends.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm waiting for trout season. I love the trout season's coming up. And
oh, yeah.
Number two thing, a little bit more serious. I don't have a computer. I don't know what's going on in Virginia with this so-called gun confiscation. But I hope to God they work it out and, you know, it comes
down. Well, you've got a legislature and a governor who are just so far left it's unbelievable. And they feel that they can use the Constitution for toilet paper. And, you know, try to abolish people's Second Amendment rights. And you've got a number of sheriffs in Virginia who have sworn an oath to uphold the Constitution. And I think that's going to be our salvation here in Maryland, is the sheriff's departments in the rural areas that are just saying, you know, hey, we're not going to enforce it. Just not going to enforce it. Speaking of gun laws, we got a bunch of coming up in Maryland.
I bet that we do.
Yeah. And these are already pre-filed bills, and this is from John Jocelyn from 2A Maryland. And folks, you really need to get on the mailing list there on the email list for the 2A Maryland.
Right.
So they want to add the Anderson Manufacturing AM-15 and AM-30s to the list of so-called assault weapons.
Yeah.
There's some other stuff, and I'll let you go, and we'll talk about that, okay?
Thank you, Al. Have a Merry Christmas.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate the call.
That's good. Okay.
All right. Take care.
Take care.
Bye-bye. Who do we have, Chris?
We have Glenn.
Which Glenn do we have? Let's see. Good morning, Glenn. How are you?
Yeah.
Hey, that's Glenn. Yep. How you doing, buddy?
Okay, I guess.
Yeah?
Still no deer.
No deer.
No geese either.
Wow. How about that? All right.
Anyway, you say Robin's still under the weather.
Robin is still under the weather. Like I said, the fever broke, and the weakness says she'd been reading about this strain of the flu, and, you know, the weakness can go for a couple of weeks after the fever is broken and is gone. So, but she's just, she can get up and, you know, do some stuff here, you know, sit upright and, you know, do a few little things in the kitchen and all that. And then just after an hour, she's, you know, she's whipped, unfortunately. Now,
I have a little suggestion for her. I think maybe taking vitamin C would help.
Yep, we've got the vitamin C.
D and like that kind of thing.
I've
for immune thing too.
I use these zinc supplements at the first hint of anything, and you know I have not been affected. I've been around her all, you know, since Friday when she got sick, and before. So I've basically started taking this this zinc supplement, and I'm going to name it because I give a lot of credit. It's called Airborne. I don't know if anybody's ever taken that or not, but you know, I take that with us when we go on the cruise ship because we're around 4,000 people.
Yeah.
And it's a chewable tablet. I chew two at a time, a couple times a day. And, you know, if you want to get the effervescent one that you use like an Alka-Seltzer, you know, you put in a glass of water and drink it, that's not bad. But Cold Ease is another one of these supplements, and it just, that helps me. You know, I used to be, when I worked in the public, in the big box for 5 years, twice a year I'd come down with some kind of viral infection, then it'd go immediately, in my case, to bronchitis, and so it went from viral to bacteria, and I got to know the point where, you know, I'd go to the doctor and I'd say, look, I know what's going to happen, I know my body, I've been doing this for 20 years, you know, It hits me as like a cold, or you know, chest, or a like a cold, and then it goes right to bronchitis. So just give me the antibiotic pack and let me be on my way. And they usually said, yeah, you've got pretty nailed what happened. So, but that's
I heard you announced the big show up to Harrisburg.
Oh yeah, the big show in Harrisburg. We'll be giving tickets away, that's for sure.
And when's the show down to King, you said, the Muskrat?
28th and 29th
of February, right?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Right. Mm-hmm.
Yep. So sounds good to me.
Yep. Okay, well, tell Bob and I said hi and get well.
I will do so. Thank you, buddy. And Happy New Year to you.
Yeah, same to you.
All right. Thanks, Glenn.
Thanks.
410 W. Yes, sir, buddy. Thank you. 410 WCBM 680. Who's next on the line there, Chris?
We have Dan.
Dan. Good morning, Dan.
Morning, Alan. How are you?
I'm good. How's your season been so far?
I've been doing well. I can't complain. I've got a bunch of does down and donated to Farmers and Hunters.
Yep, Farmers and Hunters Feeding Hungry. Yep.
Yes, sir. They're a good outfit.
Oh yeah.
But, I have a theory on the light harvest this year.
Go ahead.
And that is the weather. Assuming that most of the deer are taken on weekends.
Yes, correct.
The weather has just been horrible.
That's true.
We've had downpours on a lot of weekends. Other weekends we've had full moon or new moon, northeast winds. On the first day of shotgun season, I was in Anne Arundel County, in between on some, in a rural area, in between 424 and St. Stephen's Church Road.
Right. I know exactly where that is. Yep.
A lot of deer in there. And it was 12:30 before I heard the first shot.
Wow.
I was just really amazed.
Yep. Well, you know, I've been sick of deer hunting. I went last night and I went the night before, and only seeing does and hinds. Now, yesterday morning, one of the fellows killed a 5-point on the farm. But you know, we've not been seeing the stags. I mean, you know, you see them, but you don't, you know, they're so briefly of an appearance, you can't get them. But I'll tell you, there's so much state land around us. I did see what I believe was a stag on Friday night at 5:19. You know, if anybody knows what that, means, that's the last second of the, you know, and he was over 200 yards away and he was walking into the frags when I finally got a look at him. You know, it was just, that's the kind of encounters I've had this year, but it just, you know, it's hard hunting right now. It's hard hunting. And you mentioned the northeast winds. Northeast winds, southeast wind, east winds are usually foreboding. They're not that good for deer movement for some reason. or fishing. So
that's been my experience.
Yeah, I used to hate going hunting on any kind of east wind, especially northeast, you know, but that's me. But you gotta go because the deer are outside and the deer gotta eat, but they may just not move on that particular day, so.
Well, I haven't given up. I'm headed up to Whitehall this morning.
No, good for you, buddy. Good for you, so.
And back down to Anne Arundel County in the afternoon.
Well, that's good for you, so. We'll see what this afternoon brings. I may take a short jaunt if I'm allowed to. You know, that man song, you know, I'm the boss of the house until she gets home, but she's always home.
I have a very tolerant wife during hunting season, but she gets even afterwards.
Maybe that's a strategy Robin needs to adapt. All right, Dan.
I'm really looking forward to the outdoor show.
Yeah.
Go see my favorite outfitter and sign up for another spring bear hunt.
Good for you. So, all right. Well, listen, Happy New Year to you, Dan. I appreciate everything you do for the outdoors, and good luck out there.
Thank you, and good luck for you this afternoon.
You got it. Thank you.
So long.
All right. Bye-bye. Happy New Year. So Robin sends a note in about the flu. She said, if you think you've got the flu, first symptoms, get to the doctor. It can be shortened only if you're treated within 48 hours, and it will lessen the effects. Robin didn't know that. We waited till, you know, a couple days in to get to the doctor, and the doctor said, well, you know what? You have the flu. Guess what? Can't do anything for you. Until it turns bacterial. Then we can hit you with an antibiotic. So, you know, 410, WCBM 680. Do we have anybody on the line there, Chris?
No, sir. Nobody.
Nobody. The trouble I've seen. I told one of our listeners that you were extremely busy, and he said stay calm and produce on. So there you go. He has a lot of respect for you, so. But you know what?
What?
Bay Country Bakery's open today.
Oh yeah, baby!
Yes, indeed. Right there on Route 50, outside of Cambridge. If I'm going to the deer stand or the duck blind, my mouth and my belly can't wait to stop at Bay Country Bakery for a donut or a sandwich and a fresh cup of hot coffee. Bay Country Bakery in Cambridge has the most delicious fresh baked donuts and pastries and cookies and breads on the Eastern Shore, on the Delmarva Peninsula, in the entire state of Maryland, in the entire Mid-Atlantic states, the Eastern Coast, any place east of the Mississippi. Bay Country Bakery beats everybody hands down. That's right. 6 to 11 a.m. on Monday through Friday, you can get breakfast. From 11 to 2, you can get a tasty lunch. You take that midday break from hunting, stop in Bay Country Bakery, grab a sandwich. You find Bay Country Bakery, do what I do, look for the big, beautiful donut on the side of the bakery and the chocolate donut on the highway sign. That big, beautiful donut is a pink frosted donut with two windows in it. The windows have white frames around them. I've never seen a donut that big in my entire life. It's not a real donut. It's painted on the side of the wall, but it's a landmark. Dave and Gina Levy, your hosts, they're trained chefs. They strive to bring you the best. Bay Country Bakery is located 2951 Coastal Highway, just through Cambridge. That's Route 50 East. Big Donut. Think Big Donut. Big Donut. Visit their website, like their Facebook page, Bay Country Bakery. Be sure to stop by, say hello. Maybe you'll see Robin and me there once she gets better. What do you think about that? And also on Maryland's Eastern Shore. You know, we need more sponsors from the Eastern Shore. I'm going to have to get out there and tell them we're broadcasting from Easton right now. And going all over the state, all over the world, New Delhi, wherever else we're going. If you are looking for waterfowl gear, look no further than Maryland's Eastern Shore and Chesapeake Outdoors, located on Kent Island. Route 50 East, exit 39B, Dominion Road, if you're coming off the bridge. I think it's South Piney Road. If you're going the other way, you got to go off the road, up around, across 50, back down. You'll be right there at Chesapeake Outdoors. Excuse me. Okay. Remington, what's that?
What?
I said, excuse me.
Oh, sorry.
Remington, Choppa, Savage Firearms, Muzzleloaders by Thompson Center and CVA and Waterfowl Supplies. Well, the largest selection of waterfowl calls in the area of all major brands. Steel Shot, Gear, Banded Camo, Avery Decoys, Fast Steel by Kent, Muzzleloaders and Accessories by Thompson Center and CVA, Costa Sunglasses, Yeti Coolers. You get the idea. Scentlock Clothing as well. Large selection of hip boots and waders, knee boots too. 20% off all tree stands, ladders and climbers and lock-ons. Matthews, Raven, Mission, all the great names in archery. Waterfowl picking. Waterfowl picking on weekends. You might want to call them and see what their schedule is, and I'll give you that number. It's 410-604-2500. That is Chesapeake Outdoors, first choice for Eastern Shore hunters and anglers. Chesapeake Outdoors on Kent Island. We'll be right back after this.
Moving into the end of the weekend, we are going to be picking up opportunities for rain as a warm front will lift through Sunday night, and then a cold front will ride through on Monday. Some patchy fog early today, mix of clouds and sun, mid to upper 50s. Tonight, clouds build in late, overnight low 38. Tomorrow, early shower, steadier rain later, afternoon high in the upper 40s. Then we've got the rain Sunday night, and then more showers ahead for Monday. Monday's high, upper 50s to mid 60s. Jeff Eno from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best seafood in Harford County and northern Baltimore County. Madonna Seafood Restaurant offers an outstanding menu for lunch or dinner and all-you-can-eat crabs. It's a great place for a family event or business meeting. Madonna Seafood Carryout has steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, great pizza, subs, and a whole lot more. Call in to the Carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road after a few miles, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. 410-557-CRAB, MadonnaSeafood.com, and Madonna Seafood is open every day at 11. This is Alan Ellis for Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex spray-on bedliners. Linex spray-on bedliners are rated number one and carry a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex spray-on bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust in your bed. Your tools, your tackle, crabbing, and hunting gear can't hurt it. Choose the Linex Premium or the Linex Extra. Both look great. Bay Linex and Catonsville Linex now offer truck gear, the toughest accessories for your truck. Step bars, tonneau covers, floor liners, grill guards, you get it. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex provide the best protection for your truck. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex bedliner and truck gear accessories. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. 410-789-0199. 410-789-0199. Catonsville Linex, new location, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill, just off Security Boulevard across from Coons Ford. 410-455-0800. 410-455-0800. Linex.
Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. With 10 locations in Central Maryland, there's a Battery Warehouse convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Cockeysville, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville, and Woodlawn. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you.
If you're a working man and your truck breaks down, you only need to know one repair shop, W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg. They built your reputation on getting you in, fixed, and out the door quickly, efficiently, and at a very competitive price. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles, large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Just look for that big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410, W&W Tire. Iron Auto.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Woo! Somebody done been to the Walmart.
Man, this is the stuff I got for Christmas.
Well, you cleaned up. What'd you get?
Five flannel shirts.
Four big mud tires, three shotgun shells, two hunting dogs, and some parts to a Mustang GT.
You got Jeffers 12 days to Christmas.
I know that. I got it covered. Look over in the corner.
That's yours, too?
Yeah, 12 pack of Bud, 11 wrestling tickets, 10 of Copenhagen, 9 years probation, 8 table dancers, 7 packs of Red Man, 6 cans of Spam. Big mud tires, three shotgun shells, two hunting dogs, and some parts to a Mustang GT.
Man, this ain't normal Christmas presents.
No, they're redneck gifts.
Redneck gifts?
Yeah, you know, like if you buy your wife earrings that double as fishing lures, or if you convert the entire chorus of Jingle Bells. Perhaps if you think the Nutcracker is something you did off of a high dive. Or if you've ever misspelled anything in Christmas lights. Or if you leave cold beer and pickled eggs for Santa Claus.
What's wrong
there
with
you
that?
Go, cold then beer and pickled eggs.
Pack of Bud, 11 wrestling tickets, 10 of Copenhagen.
I think we'll kill it after this one, Chris.
Table dancer, 7 packs of Red Man, 6 cans of Bud.
Five flannel shirts.
4 big mud tires.
There we go. We got a lot of callers online we got to get in. Let's get Steve in there first. Good morning, Steve. How are you? Hello, Steve. Hello.
I guess Steve didn't want to be in the...
I guess he doesn't. He'll have to call back. How about Walter? Is Walter in there?
Yes.
Walter, how are you? Thanks for holding on.
Good morning.
Morning.
I'd like to talk to you about gun control, these laws on gun control and all. Every man should own anything he wants to, and as far as I'm concerned, that's not the gun... It's not the gun
that kills people. It's people that kill people. That's right.
They ought to get the laws on there. They take care of them. The ones that break the law, that's the ones that ought to be prosecuted.
Well,
they would have no problem with no gun law. Right?
Well, you know what the sad thing is? Lawyers make laws.
That's right. You're right. Them politicians, too.
Well, politicians are mostly lawyers.
Yeah.
That, seriously.
That's for sure.
Politicians are mostly lawyers, and, you know, they don't want to prosecute the criminals because their business goes away.
That's right. That's their livelihood.
Yeah, exactly right. So why not make more people criminals so we have more people to defend?
Yeah.
I mean, they figured it out decades ago.
They figured it out.
So, you know, and it's coming to a head somewhere down the line. It's coming to a head. Some of these laws are ridiculous. The Maryland Assault Weapons Buyback Fund, creating seed money to produce an assault weapons buyback fund for the state to purchase to buy back so-called and broadly defined assault weapons to include handguns and Class 3 firearms, machine guns. Maintaining the buyback fund with voluntary contributions via checkoff box on your Maryland income tax returns, setting the prices the state will pay for assault weapons. The program would be developed and administered by the Maryland State Police. So they're going to put that on the state police. Let me tell you what else they're going to put on the state police. Public safety, firearms, telematics. This is a study. Seeks to compel the Maryland State Police to study on means for installing GPS tracking devices in firearms to locate lost and or stolen firearms, potentially useful in tracking the whereabouts of legally owned firearms and firearms owners.
Yeah, it's a criminal, I tell you.
So you're going to get a knock on the door. Sir, we noticed that you bought a 9mm handgun in 1999. We're here to install a GPS tracking device in case that's ever stolen or lost. Hey, look, Gestapo like tactics is what they're talking about here.
Oh, yeah, man.
If look, they want to put a tracking device in my firearm. Okay. Now wait a minute. Let's take this out here. Let's take this out to a conclusion. So I'm hunting in, let's say Kent County. Okay.
Right.
And all of a sudden, someone robs a Royal Farms in Kent County within a mile of where I'm hunting. Right. Well, let's look in the database and let's track and see whose gun was in Kent County. Now, odds are that a stolen firearm is going to be used in a robbery, okay? But since I'm within a mile and I've got my firearm with me, maybe my sidearm, who knows what I might have with me when I'm in the field, okay? Well, look there. Mr. Ellis, he was within a mile of vicinity. Let's go talk to Mr. Ellis. Hey, look, I was in the woods. Can you prove it? Well, no. I mean, I've got permission to hunt this property, and I was on there, you know, hunting. Yeah, well, are you sure? Where were you between 3 and 5, Mr. Ellis? Hunting. Can you prove it? That's when the Royal Farms was held up, and your firearm was the only flagged firearm in the vicinity at the time. Did you ever think it wasn't me? What's the description of the robber? Oh, I'm sorry, Mr. Ellis. Our mistake. Sorry for the trouble. See how it can go?
I understand. I still think they ought to make the rule that if they proceed to use a gun and a robbery or something like that, automatically 10 years or 15 years, and it'll soon stop all this year.
Exactly.
Thank you, John.
All right, buddy. Well, there's the music. Thanks for checking in with me, and we'll keep you advised as these things go along.
Put me on that gun lobby. Okay.
You got it, buddy. Appreciate it. Thanks.
Bye.
Uh-huh.
Right.
Bye-bye. All right, folks. Well, there is that famous music, 31 years and still playing. I hope maybe we ought to change our theme song, Chris. What do you think? Would people know it was us or not?
At this stage of the game, after 30-some-odd years, no.
No.
If it ain't broke, don't fix it.
If it ain't broke, don't fix it till it is. Oh, man. Well, we survived the first hour. Let's see how we do in the second hour. Drawing for the muzzleloader, 6:30, about thereabouts. Get out, stay safe.